Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clary moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on York. Clary moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Clary scores. Zarrilla moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Zarrilla scores. McQuinn moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Harris reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary scores. Zarrilla moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoover. Christman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sundra reaches second base with a double. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sundra scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clary scores. One out. It's 5-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Hal White. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Orrell now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Browns. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sundra hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clary hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross pinch hits for Joe Orrell. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Unser moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Burns who is chasing the ball. Hoover reaches third base with a triple. Unser scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Browns. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Browns. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoover fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Harris moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Joe Wood pinch hits for Stubby Overmeyer. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Unser moves to second. It's 8-4. Browns. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout juggles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Clary moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Clary moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clary scores. Zarrilla scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-4, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 4 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. York moves to second. It's 10-5, Browns. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. York moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 4 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.